is now, right?
7 years next month.
Just as far as, so what have you noticed, the trend, like, are there more, is you to get people now coming to these kinds of projects, financing for the projects?
More now, but there's more, I don't think it's a, I don't think societal trend or a function. I think it's more the economy's impression of the improved and are doing people projects, more projects. Didn't get any. We certainly, there were no concern. There was no going on construction going on when we opened, opened as the as far as societal ethos, all those on things, environmental concern, you know, if it was higher then, I think it would be as now, and that it may politically, divisiveness and political divisive and polarization, it's like it's almost sides. If you drive a picking side, well, you're on the other, a Prius, well, your side. If you was on your house, well, put a solar panel side, well, you're on the other
economic,
side.
But there's an economic, I mean, argument to me, the ethos, leaving aside the, you know, those of we're trying to be environmental thing. I mean, there's all that kind of thing you save there. Right? There's money to that argument, right? So hearts and minds would surely win some.
That's a valid argument. That argument's a very solar now. When we built, or I mean, 4 years ago, built this building, $8 ago, solar was a watt. Well, now it's installed 250 to about 2 watt installed, 290 a watt. It absolutely, so it makes sense. It really makes economic. We have customers that a number of terribly concerned aren't about the environment, they're concerned about impact, but they're doing about their wallet projects on very large buildings, and commercial. That's and good thing in mind. That's a really it's mine.
Because how do you, as far as your bank, or you keep them, how do you make sure a small bank the mindset of a bigger bank as you become a?
It takes quite, well, it quite a bit to be a bigger bank. You know, quote, the to be significant. You know, the systemically scale. Too big to fail. Hundreds of its dollars and ask billions. We will never. That's be there. A small bank, a bank under really is any probably assets 10 billion, and we're right millions now, about 400 from a side. You can see if we're eyes perspective, we're very
right,
very tiny. We can really nicely have a. Impact at a billion, be touching a lot. We can $1 billion, a lot of people, and that's an asset. Small bank, I still a very, very had a couple friends of the ones that Trevor Burke did banks in the just down, and he grew his Bay Area $1 billion and was banked over a really good thing doing things. Florida National, old Lord of John here in Central Florida, over on Burden, they sold and they were $1 billion when they were really doing. Community, so doing good things. In the, I think it's those it's that really make the size bank the biggest impact.
Got some room to grow. So you've got going to be a yeah, but you're not a behemoth.
It's just, it's, yeah, I mean, it'd never be virtually impossible to those guys. One of.
Well, aside from solar, noticing folks, are you not apply for loans for other kinds of initiatives, energy efficiency?
The, well, thing, other, the main for that we try, other than solar, try to promote and to is lead building is the lead actual building process, the act where you can process really affect energy consumption. Your we'll help on our staff. We've got a number of people accredited that are lead and professionals, associates, and lead green stand the process that understand. We've got this work of got a nice networkers and so, of builders that are special contractors and initialists. Know what to do. We interest rate disc will give for anybody counts anybody that does a building, whether energy efficient big globes, leads green bar, lead energy green build Florida building coalition, and we promote. We do promote, understand it. A lot of that we under interest rate disc. We do counts for fuel efficient vehicles. Efficient, but that impact, it's not, we're not moving back full, you know, the needle there. We have a financing for our zero rate co-workers or buy fuel who or who efficient car on their home, put solar on, but that homes. I mean, that's program, but it's only for, it's a really cool person,
right?
For our co-workers.
I get it. Just Ken LaRose in closing made a comment before you about how isn't Central Florida head of environment a really a hotbed tourism. You know, you're obviously, this business to try and see doing something with there, but move the needle. Your thoughts on the what are your progress? Do you feel the pro Central Florida could, like, set for environmental could be a hotbed heading that direction? And do you think it'll direction?
I'm hot and cold. So, I mean, I'm discouraged. Sometimes I'm encouraged and sometimes encouraged. I'm really encouraged by my really coworkers and my co-workers, family. You know, work. They because they more and more they get it more. I'm discouraged every day. I'm encouraged by discourse, the political day in Florida, especially Florida. Just seems like in it's they're never going to get we're where we need to be to be. So it's hot and cold.
Thank you so much, Ken Laura. Well, thank you.
Alrighty,
I appreciate it. And on our
thanks.
We'll talk about the show next week in Florida. Politics of support for intersection. Florida Hospital and comes from Florida Intersections and from our listeners and Burn. Producer is Brent. Producer is Catherine. The executive producer. I'm Matthew Petty. Welch. Thanks for listening. Now, right?
7 years next month.
So what have you noticed as far as the trend? Like, are there more people now coming to you to get financing for these kinds of projects?
There's more now, but I don't think it's a societal trend. I think it's more a function of the economy's improved and people are doing more projects. We certainly didn't get any. There was no construction going on in 2009 when we opened. As far as the societal ethos on all things, of environmental concern, I think it was higher then than it maybe is now. Politically, this political divisiveness and polarization, and it's almost like picking sides. If you drive a Prius, well, you're on the other side. If you put solar panels on your house, well, you're on the other side.
But there's an economic argument to be made. I mean, leaving aside the ethos of whether you're, you know, trying to be environmental, that kind of thing, I mean, there's money to be saved there, right? So that argument would surely win some hearts and minds.
That argument's a very valid argument now. Solar, when we built this building 4 years ago, solar was $8 a watt installed. Now it's about $2.50 to $2.90 a watt installed. So it absolutely makes economic sense. We have a number of customers that aren't terribly concerned about the environmental impact, but they're concerned about their wallet, and they're doing very large projects on commercial buildings. And that's a really good thing in my mind.
Mm-hmm. As far as your bank goes, how do you make sure you keep the mindset of a small bank as you become a bigger bank?
Well, it takes quite a bit to be, quote, the bigger bank. To be systemically significant, the too big to fail, it's hundreds of billions of dollars in assets. We will never be there. A small bank really is any bank under probably $10 billion in assets.
Mm-hmm.
We're right now about $400 million. So you can see from a size perspective, we're very, very tiny.
Right.
We can really have a nice impact at $1 billion. We can be touching a lot of people at $1 billion in assets, and that's still a very, very small bank. I've had a couple friends that did banks. Trevor Burgess down in the Bay Area, he grew his bank to over $1 billion and was doing really good things. Old Florida National here in Central Florida, John Burden, they were over $1 billion when they sold, and they were really doing good things in the community. So I think it's those size banks that really make the biggest impact.
Mm-hmm. So you've got some room to grow yet, but you're not going to be a behemoth.
Yeah, I mean, it's virtually impossible to ever be one of those guys.
Mm-hmm. Aside from solar, are you noticing folks apply for loans for other kinds of energy-efficient initiatives?
Well, the main thing, other than solar, that we try to promote is the LEED building process, the actual building process, where you can really affect your energy consumption will help. We've got a number of people on our staff that are LEED accredited professionals and LEED green associates that understand the process. We've got a nice network of builders and subcontractors that are specialists and know what to do. We will give interest rate discounts for anybody that does an energy efficient building, whether it's Green Globes, LEED, Energy Star, Florida Green Building Coalition, and we do promote a lot of that. We understand it. We do interest rate discounts for fuel efficient vehicles, but it's not that impactful. You know, we're not moving the needle there.
Mm-hmm.
We have a zero rate financing for our coworkers who buy a fuel efficient car or who put solar on their homes, but that's a really cool program, but it's only for our coworkers.
Right. It just, I guess in closing, Ken LaRoe, you made a comment before about how Central Florida isn't really a hotbed of environmentalism. You're obviously doing something with this business to try and move the needle there, but what are your thoughts on the progress? Do you feel like Central Florida could be a hotbed for environmentalism, and do you think it'll head in that direction?
I mean, I'm hot and cold. Sometimes I get discouraged, and sometimes I'm really encouraged. I'm really encouraged by my coworkers and work family, because they get it more and more and more every day. I'm discouraged by the political discourse, especially in Florida, and it just seems like that we're never going to get to where we need to be. So it's hot and cold.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Ken LaRoe. Appreciate it.
All righty. Thanks.
And on our show next week, we'll talk about the politics of solar in Florida. Support for Intersection comes from Florida Hospital and from our listeners. Intersection's producer is Brendan Byrne. The executive producer is Catherine Welch. I'm Matthew Petty. Thanks for listening. Now, right?
7 years next month.
Just as far as, so what have you noticed the trend? Like, are there more as you to get people now coming to these kinds of projects, financing for the projects?
More now, but there's more. I don't think it's a societal trend or a function. I think it's more the economy's impression of the improved and are doing people projects. More projects didn't get any. We certainly, there we. There was no going on construction going on when we opened in 2009, opened as far as societal ethos, society, all those on things, environmental concern, you know, if it was higher then, I think it would be as now, and that it may politically, this divisiveness and political division and polarization, it's like it's almost, if you drive a picking side, well, you're on the other, a Prius, well, your side. If you was on your house, put solar panel side, well, you're on the other
economic
side.
But there's an eco-made, I mean, argument to me, the ether, leaving aside the, you know, dose of whether trying to be environmental thing, I mean, there's all that kind of thing saved there. Right? There's money to that argument, right? So hearts and minds would surely win some.
That's a very valid argument. That argument's a very sold now. When we built her 4 years ago, this building, $8 ago, solar was a watt. Well, now it's installed 250 to about 2 watt installed, 290 a watt. It absolutely, so it makes sense. It really makes economic. We have customers that a number of terribly concerned aren't about the environment, they're concerned about impact, but they're doing about their wallet projects on very large buildings, and commercial. That's a good thing in mind. That's a really it's mine.
How do you, as far as your bank, or you keep the, how do you make sure a small bank the mindset of a bigger bank? As you become a,
it takes quite, well, it quite a bit to be a bigger bank. You know, quote the to be significant. You know, the systemically scale too big to fail. Hundreds of it's dollars and ask billions. We will never set. be there. A small bank, a bank under really is any probably assets, $10 billion, and we're right millions. So now about 400 from a side. You can see if we're size perspective, we're very,
right,
very tiny. We can really nicely have a impact at $1 billion, be touching a, we can get $1 billion, a lot of people in that certain assets, small bank. I still a very, very, had a couple friends of the times that Trevor Burke did banks in the just out, and he grew his Bay Area $1 billion and was banked over a really good thing, doing things Florida National, old Lord of John here in Central Florida, over on Burden, they sold and they were $1 billion when they were really doing community, so doing good things. And I think it's those it's us that really make the size bank the biggest impact.
Got some room to grow. So you've got going to be a, but you're not a behemoth.
It's just, it's, yeah, I mean, it's never be virtually impossible to those guys. One of
Well, aside from solar leasing, folks, are you apply for loans for other kinds of initiatives, energy efficient?
The the main thing that we try, other than solar, try to promote and to is lead building, is the lead actual building process, the act where you can process really affect energy consumption, your wilson. Help. We'll help on our staff. We've got a number of people accredited that are lead and professionals, associates, and lead green stand the process that understand. We've got us work of got a nice networkers and of builders that are special contractors and initialists who know what to do. We interest rate disc will give for any accounts anybody that does a building, whether energy efficient big globes, leads, green star, lead energy star. Green Build, Florida Bend Building Coalition, and we promote it. We do promote, understand it. A lot of that we under interest rate disc. We do accounts for fuel efficient vehicles, but that impact, it's not, we're not moving back full, you know, the needle there. We have a financing for our zero rate coworkers or buy a fuel efficient who or who efficient car on their home, put solar on. But that homes, I mean, that's a program, but it's only for, it's a really cool program,
right,
for our coworkers.
I guess it just, Ken LaRose, in closing, made a comment before you before about how to, isn't Central Florida head of environment a really a hotbed tourism? You know, you're obviously in this business to try and see doing something with the air, but move the needle. Your thoughts on the, what do you progress? Do you feel the pro Central Florida could, like, set for environmental, could be a hotbed heading that direction? And do you think it'll direction?
I hot and cold. So, I mean, I'm discouraged. Sometimes I get, sometimes I'm encouraged, and sometimes encouraged. I'm really encouraged by my really coworkers and my coworkers, family. You know, work. They because they more and more and more. They get it more. I'm discouraged every day. I'm encouraged by discourse, the political day in Florida, especially Florida. Just seems like, and it's. That never going to get, we're where we need to be to be. So it's hot and cold.
Thank you so much, Ken LaRose. Well, thank you.
Alrighty.
Appreciate it. And on our
thanks.
We'll talk about the show next week in Florida. Politics of solar. Support for Intersection. Support a hospital. And comes from Florida Intersections and from our listeners. And Byrne. Producer is Brent. Producer is Catherine. The executive producer. I'm Matthew Petty. Welch. Thanks for listening. Is now right?
7 years next month.
So what have you noticed as far as the trend? Like, is, are there more people now coming to you to get financing for these kinds of projects?
There's more now, but I don't think it's a societal trend. I think it's more a function of the economy's improved and people are doing more projects. We certainly didn't get any. There was no construction going on in 2009 when we opened. As far as the societal ethos on all things, you know, of environmental concern, I think it was higher then than it maybe is now. Politically, this political divisiveness and polarization, and it's almost like picking sides. If you drive a Prius, well, you're on the other side. If you put solar panels on your house, well, you're on the other side.
But there's an economic argument to be made. I mean, leaving aside the ethos of whether you're, you know, trying to be environmental, that kind of thing, I mean, there's money to be saved there, right? So that argument would surely win some hearts and minds.
That argument's a very valid argument now. Solar, when we built this building 4 years ago, solar was $8 a watt installed. Now it's about $250 to $290 a watt installed. So it absolutely makes economic sense. We have a number of customers that aren't terribly concerned about the environmental impact, but they're concerned about their wallet, and they're doing very large projects on commercial buildings. And that's a really good thing in my mind.
Mm-hmm. As far as your bank goes, how do you make sure you keep the mindset of a small bank as you become a bigger bank?
Well, it takes quite a bit to be, you know, quote, the bigger bank. To be systemically significant, you know, the too big to fail, it's hundreds of billions of dollars in assets. We will never be there. A small bank really is any bank under probably $10 billion in assets.
Mm-hmm.
We're right now about $400 million. So you can see from a size perspective, we're very, very tiny.
Right.
We can really have a nice impact at $1 billion. We can be touching a lot of people at $1 billion in assets, and that's still a very, very small bank. I've had a couple friends that did banks. Trevor Burgess down in the Bay Area, he grew his bank to over $1 billion and was doing really good things. Old Florida National here in Central Florida, John Burden, they were over $1 billion when they sold, and they were really doing good things in the community. So I think it's those size banks that really make the biggest impact.
Mm-hmm. So you've got some room to grow yet, but you're not going to be a behemoth.
Yeah, I mean, it's virtually impossible to ever be one of those guys.
Mm-hmm. Aside from solar, are you noticing folks apply for loans for other kinds of energy-efficient initiatives?
Well, the main thing, other than solar, that we try to promote is the LEED building process, the actual building process, where you can really affect your energy consumption. We'll help. We've got a number of people on our staff that are LEED accredited professionals and LEED green associates that understand the process. We've got a nice network of builders and subcontractors that are specialists and know what to do. We will give interest rate discounts for anybody that does an energy efficient building, whether it's Green Globes, LEED, Energy Star, Florida Green Building Coalition, and we do promote a lot of that. We understand it. We do interest rate discounts for fuel efficient vehicles, but it's not that impactful. You know, we're not moving the needle there.
Mm-hmm.
We have a zero rate financing for our coworkers who buy a fuel efficient car or who put solar on their homes. But that's a really cool program, but it's only for our coworkers.
Right. It just, I guess in closing, Ken LaRoe, you made a comment before about how Central Florida isn't really a hotbed of environmentalism. You're obviously doing something with this business to try and move the needle there, but what are your thoughts on the progress? Do you feel like Central Florida could be a hotbed for environmentalism, and do you think it'll head in that direction?
I mean, I'm hot and cold. Sometimes I get discouraged, and sometimes I'm really encouraged. I'm really encouraged by my coworkers and work family, because they get it more and more and more every day. I'm discouraged by the political discourse, especially in Florida, and it just seems like that we're never going to get to where we need to be. So it's hot and cold.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Ken LaRoe. Appreciate it.
All righty. Thanks.
And on our show next week, we'll talk about the politics of solar in Florida. Support for Intersection comes from Florida Hospital and from our listeners. Intersection's producer is Brendan Byrne. The executive producer is Catherine Welch. I'm Matthew Petty. Thanks for listening. Now, right?
7 years next month.
Noticed as far as, so what have you noticed the trend? Like, are there more as you to get people now coming to these kinds of projects, financing for the projects?
More now, but there's more. I don't think it's a, I don't feel societal trend or a function. I think it's more the economy's impression of the improved and are doing people projects, more projects. They didn't get any. We certainly, there we. There was no one on construction going on when we opened, in 09, opened as the as far as societal ethos, all those on things, environmental concern, you know, if it was higher then, I think it would be as now, and that it may politically, this divisiveness and political divisive and polarization, like it's almost sides. If you drive a picking side, well, you're on the other, a Prius, well, your side. If you was on your house, put solar panels aside, well, you're on the other
economic,
side.
But there's an economic, I mean, argument to me, the ethos, leaving aside the, you know, dose of whether trying to be environmental thing. I mean, there's that kind of thing to be saved there. Right? There's money to that argument, right? So hearts and minds would surely win some.
That's a valid argument. That argument's a very sold now. When we built her 4 years ago, built this building, $8 ago, solar was at. A watt. Well, now it's installed 250 to about 2 watt installed, 290 a watt. It absolutely, so it makes sense. It really makes economic. We have customers that a number of terribly concerned aren't about the environment, they're concerned about impact, but they're doing about their wallet projects on very large buildings and commercial. That's a good thing in mind. That's a really it's mine.
Goes. How do you, as far as your bank, or you keep them, how do you make sure small bank mindset of a bigger bank? As you become a,
it takes quite, well, it quite a bit to be a bigger bank, you know, quote, the to be significant, you know, the systemically scale, too big to fail, hundreds of its dollars and ask billions of, we'll never, that's be there. A small bank, a bank under really is any probably assets, 10 billion, and we're right, millions, so now about 400 from a side. You can see if we're size perspective, we're very.
Right.
Very tiny. We can really nicely have a impact at a billion. Be touching a, we can get $1 billion. A lot of people at, and that's an asset. Small bank. I still a very, very, had a couple friends of the ones that Trevor Burke did banks in the, just out, and he grew his Bay Area $1 billion and was banked over a really good thing doing things in Florida National. Old Lord of John here in Central Florida over on Burden, they sold and they were $1 billion when they were really doing community, so doing good things. And I think it's those it's that really make the size bank act the biggest impact.
Some room to grow. So you've got going to be a, yeah, but you're not a behemoth.
It's just, it's, yeah, I mean, it's never be virtually impossible to those guys. One of.
Well, aside from soliciting folks, are you not apply for loans for. Of for other kinds of initiatives, energy efficient.
The main part that we try, other than solar, try to promote to is lead building is the lead actual building process. The act where you can process really affect energy consumption. Your we'll help on our staff. We've got a number of people accredited that are lead. And professionals, associates, and lead green stand the process that understand. We've got this work of got a nice networkers and builders that are special contractors and specialists who know what to do. We interest rate disc will give for any discounts. Anybody that does a building, whether energy efficient building globes, leads green star, lead energy green build, Florida building coalition, and we. Promote we do promote understand it a lot of that we under interest rate disc we do accounts for fuel efficient vehicles but that impact. It's not, we're not moving impactful, you know, we're the needle there. We have a financing for our zero rate coworkers or biofuels who are, or who efficient car and their home put solar on, but that's homes. I mean, that's program, but it's only for, it's a really cool person.
Right.
Our coworkers.
I guess it just, Ken LaRoe, in closing, made a comment for you for about how isn't Central Florida head of environment a really a hot tourism? You know, you're obviously in this business to try and see doing something with the air, but move the needle. Your thoughts on the what do you progress? Do you feel the pro Central Florida could, like, say for environmental, could be a hotbed heading that direction? And do you think it'll direction?
I hot and cold. So, I mean, I'm discouraged. Sometimes I'm encouraged and sometimes I'm encouraged. I'm really encouraged by my really coworkers and my coworkers. Family, you know, work. They because they more and more and more. They get it more. I'm discouraged every day. I'm encouraged by discourse, the political debate in Florida, especially Florida. Just seems like, and it's they're never going to get. We're where we need to be. So it's hot and cold.
Thank you so much, Ken LaRoe. Well, thank you.
Alrighty,
appreciate it. And on our
thanks.
We'll talk about the show next week in Florida. Politics of Salt. Support for Intersection. Support a hospital. And comes from Florida Intersections. And from our listeners. And Burn. Producer is Brent. Producer is Catherine. The executive producer. I'm Matthew Petty. Welch. Thanks for listening. Now, right?
7 years next month.
So what have you noticed as far as the trend? Like, are there more people now coming to you to get financing for these kinds of projects?
There's more now, but I don't think it's a societal trend. I think it's more a function of the economy's improved and people are doing more projects. We certainly didn't get any. There was no construction going on in 2009 when we opened. As far as the societal ethos on all things, of environmental concern, I think it was higher then than it maybe is now. Politically, this political divisiveness and polarization, and it's almost like picking sides. If you drive a Prius, well, you're on the other side. If you put solar panels on your house, well, you're on the other side.
But there's an economic argument to be made. I mean, leaving aside the ethos of whether you're, you know, trying to be environmental, that kind of thing, I mean, there's money to be saved there, right? So that argument would surely win some hearts and minds.
That argument's a very valid argument now. Solar... When we built this building 4 years ago, solar was $8 a watt installed. Now it's about $2.50 to $2.90 a watt installed. So it absolutely makes economic sense. We have a number of customers that aren't terribly concerned about the environmental impact, but they're concerned about their wallet, and they're doing very large projects on commercial buildings. And that's a really good thing in my mind.
Mm-hmm. As far as your bank goes, how do you make sure you keep the mindset of a small bank as you become a bigger bank?
Well, it takes quite a bit to be, quote, the bigger bank. To be systemically significant, you know, the too big to fail, it's hundreds of billions of dollars in assets. We will never be there. A small bank really is any bank under probably $10 billion in assets.
Mm-hmm.
We're right now about $400 million. So you can see from a size perspective, we're very, very tiny.
Right.
We can really have a nice impact at $1 billion. We can be touching a lot of people at $1 billion in assets, and that's still a very, very small bank. I've had a couple friends that did banks. Trevor Burgess down in the Bay Area, he grew his bank to over $1 billion and was doing really good things. Old Florida National here in Central Florida, John Burden, they were over $1 billion when they sold, and they were really doing good things in the community. So I think it's those size banks that really make the biggest impact.
Mm-hmm. So you've got some room to grow yet, but you're not going to be a behemoth.
Yeah, I mean, it's virtually impossible to ever be one of those guys.
Mm-hmm. Aside from solar, are you noticing folks apply for loans for other kinds of energy-efficient initiatives?
Well, the main thing, other than solar, that we try to promote is the LEED building process, the actual building process, where you can really affect your energy consumption. We'll help. We've got a number of people on our staff that are LEED accredited professionals and LEED green associates that understand the process. We've got a nice network of builders and subcontractors that are specialists and know what to do. We will give interest rate discounts for anybody that does an energy efficient building, whether it's Green Globes, LEED, Energy Star, Florida Green Building Coalition, and we do promote a lot of that. We understand it. We do interest rate discounts for fuel efficient vehicles, but it's not that impactful. You know, we're not moving the needle there.
Mm-hmm.
We have a zero rate financing for our coworkers who buy a fuel efficient car or who put solar on their homes, but that's a really cool program, but it's only for our coworkers.
Right. It just, I guess in closing, Ken LaRoe, you made a comment before about how Central Florida isn't really a hotbed of environmentalism. You're obviously doing something with this business to try and move the needle there, but what are your thoughts on the progress? Do you feel like Central Florida could be a hotbed for environmentalism, and do you think it'll head in that direction?
I mean, I'm hot and cold. Sometimes I get discouraged, and sometimes I'm really encouraged. I'm really encouraged by my coworkers and work family, because they get it more and more and more every day. I'm discouraged by the political discourse, especially in Florida, and it just seems like that we're never going to get to where we need to be. So it's hot and cold.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Ken LaRoe. Appreciate it.
Alrighty, thanks.
And on our show next week, we'll talk about the politics of solar in Florida. Support for Intersection comes from Florida Hospital and from our listeners. Intersection's producer is Brendan Byrne. The executive producer is Catherine Welch. I'm Matthew Petty. Thanks for listening. Now, right?
7 years next month.
Just as far as, so what have you noticed the trend? Like, are there more as you to get people now coming to these kinds of projects, financing for the projects?
More now, but there's more. I don't think it's a, I don't feel societal trend or a function. I think it's more the economy's impression of the approved and are doing people projects. More projects didn't get any. We certainly, there will be. There was no going on construction going on when we opened in 2009, opened as the as far as societal ethos, society, all those on things environmental concern. You know, if it was higher then, I think it would be as now, and then it may politically this divisiveness and political division and polarization. Like it's almost sides. If you drive a picking side, well, you're on the other a Prius, well, your side. If you was on your house, put solar panels aside, well, you're on the other
economic,
side.
Economic, but there's an economic, I mean, argument to me, the ethos, leaving aside the, those of whether trying to be environmental thing, I mean, there's that kind of thing to be saved there. Right? There's money to that argument, right? So hearts and minds would surely win some.
That's a very valid argument. That argument's a very sold now. When we built 4 years ago, built this building, $8 ago, solar was a watt. Well, now it's installed 250 to about 2 watt installed, 290 a watt. It absolutely, so it makes sense. It really makes economic. We have customers that a number of terribly concerned. aren't out the environment. They're concerned about environmental impact, but they're doing about their wallet projects on very large buildings, and commercial. That's a good thing in mind. That's a really good mind.
As far as your bank, or you keep them, how do you make sure small bank mindset of a bigger bank as you become a?
It takes quite a bit to be a bigger bank. You know, significant. You know, the systemically scale, too big to fail. Hundreds of its dollars and ask billions. We will never be there. A small bank, a bank under really is any probably assets, 10 billion, and we're right millions now, about 400 from a size. You can see if we're size perspective, we're very very tiny. We can really nicely have a impact at a billion, be touching we can $1 billion, a lot of people in that person assets, small bank. I still a very, very, had a couple friends of the ones that Trevor Burke did banks in the just out, and he grew his Bay Area $1 billion and was banked over a really good thing, doing things in Florida National. Old Lord of John here in Central Florida over on Burden, they sold and they were $1 billion when they were really doing community, so doing good things. I think it's those it's that really make the size bank the biggest impact.
Got some room to grow. So you've got going to be a yet, but you're not a behemoth.
It's never be virtually impossible to those guys. One of
Well, aside from soul noticing folks, are you not apply for loans for other kinds of initiatives, energy efficient?
The main that we try, other than solar, try to promote and to is lead building, is the lead actual building process, the act where you can process really affect energy consumption. Your we'll help on our staff. We've got a number of people accredited that are lead and professionals, associates, and lead green stand the process that we've got us work of got a nice networkers and of builders that are special contractors and initialists. Know what to do. We interest rate disc will give for anybody accounts anybody that does a building, whether energy efficient big globes, leads, green star, lead energy green build, Florida building coalition, and we promote. We do promote. Understand it. A lot of that we under interest rate disc. We do accounts for fuel efficient vehicles. But that impact, we're not moving back full, the needle there. We have a financing for our zero rate co-workers or buy fuel who efficient car on their home, put solar on, but that's homes. I mean, that's a program, but it's only for, it's a really cool person.
Right.
Our co-workers.
I guess it just, Ken LaRose, in closing, made a comment for you before about how isn't Central Florida head of environment really a hot tourism? You know, you're obviously in this business to try and see doing something with there, but move the needle. Your thoughts on the what do you progress? Do you feel the pro Central Florida could, like, say for environmental, could be a hotbed heading that direction? And do you think it'll direction?
I hot and cold. So, I mean, I'm discouraged. I'm urged and sometimes encouraged. I'm really encouraged by my really workers and my coworkers. Family, you know, work. Because they more and more and more, they get it more. I'm discouraged every day. I'm encouraged by discourse, the political day in Florida, especially Florida. It just seems like it's never going to get. We're where we need to be. So it's hot and cold.
Thank you so much, Ken Laura. Well, thank you.
Alrighty,
appreciate it. And on our
thanks.
We'll talk about the show next week in Florida. Politics of Soul. Support for Intersection. Support a hospital. And comes from Florida Intersections. And from our listeners. And Burn. Producer is Brent. Producer is Catherine. The executive producer. I'm Matthew Petty. Welch. Thanks for listening. Now, right?
7 years next month.
So what have you noticed as far as the trend? Like, are there more people now coming to you to get financing for these kinds of projects?
There's more now, but I don't think it's a societal trend. I think it's more a function of the economy's improved and people are doing more projects. We certainly didn't get any. There was no construction going on in 2009 when we opened. As far as the societal ethos on all things, of environmental concern, I think it was higher then than it maybe is now. Politically, this political divisiveness and polarization, and it's almost like picking sides. If you drive a Prius, well, you're on the other side. If you put solar panels on your house, well, you're on the other side.
But there's an economic argument to be made. I mean, leaving aside the ethos of whether you're, you know, trying to be environmental, that kind of thing. I mean, there's money to be saved there, right? So that argument would surely win some hearts and minds.
That argument's a very valid argument now. Solar, when we built this building 4 years ago, solar was $8 a watt installed. Now it's about $250 to $290 a watt installed. So it absolutely makes economic sense. We have a number of customers that aren't terribly concerned about the environmental impact, but they're concerned about their wallet, and they're doing very large projects on commercial buildings. And that's a really good thing in my mind.
Mm-hmm. As far as your bank goes, how do you make sure you keep the mindset of a small bank as you become a bigger bank?
Well, it takes quite a bit to be, quote, the bigger bank. To be systemically significant, the too big to fail, it's hundreds of billions of dollars in assets. We will never be there. A small bank really is any bank under probably $10 billion in assets.
Mm-hmm.
We're right now about $400 million, so you can see from a size perspective we're very, very tiny.
Right.
We can really have a nice impact at a billion. We can be touching a lot of people at $1 billion in assets, and that's still a very, very small bank. I've had a couple friends that did banks. Trevor Burgess down in the Bay Area, he grew his bank to over $1 billion and was doing really good things. Old Florida National here in Central Florida, John Burden, they were over $1 billion when they sold, and they were really doing good things in the community. So I think it's those size banks that really make the biggest impact.
Mm-hmm. So you've got some room to grow yet, but you're not going to be a behemoth.
Yeah, I mean, it's virtually impossible to ever be one of those guys.
Mm-hmm. Aside from solar, are you noticing folks apply for loans for other kinds of energy-efficient initiatives?
Well, the main thing, other than solar, that we try to promote is the LEED building process, the actual building process, where you can really affect your energy consumption. We'll help. We've got a number of people on our staff that are LEED accredited professionals and LEED green associates that understand the process. We've got a nice network of builders and subcontractors that are specialists and know what to do. We will give interest rate discounts for anybody that does an energy efficient building, whether it's Green Globes, LEED, Energy Star, Florida Green Building Coalition, and we do promote a lot of that. We understand it. We do interest rate discounts for fuel efficient vehicles, but it's not that impactful. We're not moving the needle there.
Mm-hmm.
We have a zero rate financing for our coworkers who buy a fuel efficient car or